And Mr. Stoddard, welcome.
Morning. Thanks for having us and for this opportunity. My name is Michael Stoddard. I'm the executive director of the Efficiency Maine Trust and also an attorney by training. Efficiency Maine is an independent quasi-state agency. We were established by statute in 2009 and started activities July of 2010. So we're just over 10 years old. We have a stakeholder board of trustees that governs and oversees our activities, and we also are regulated by the Public Utilities Commission. As you may know, we are primarily known for running programs to promote energy conservation and alternative energy systems and things that will reduce greenhouse gases cost effectively. We focus on activities that are on the customer's side of the meter, not on the grid or the utilities side of the meter. So whatever's going on in your home or your business or your school or your factory, whatever's happening on that side of the meter is where our programs are active. We have a suite of programs that we offer, and I would just quickly list them off so you're aware, and you should feel free to call me anytime or email me or check out our website at efficiencymaine.com, but we have targeted programs, one for large manufacturers, two for all other commercial and non-residential buildings like schools and offices. This is lights and air conditioners and refrigeration systems and heating systems. We have a special small business initiative. We have a pair of initiatives that reach customers where they buy things, whether it's at the retail stores like the hardware store that you shop to get your lights or other equipment, or whether it's through the supply houses where the contractors go to do the shopping. We have the Home Energy Savings Program, which you would know for providing weatherization and heat pumps and other kinds of heating systems for your constituents. We have the low income initiatives. We dedicate a 10% of our budgets to programs to promote low income customers. We have two electric vehicle initiatives. One is to expand the network of publicly available charging stations in the state, and another is to provide rebates on the purchase of qualifying electric vehicles. And last but not least, we have loan programs, one for residential customers doing weatherization and heating system upgrades, and another for small businesses doing lighting and heat pump projects. And that's the programs that we offer. We're a small team of about 20 folks working up the street from the Capitol, and look forward to working with you during the year.